I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Question of the week: warm or iced coffee from Booble?
I like iced Americanos
really
more than
good.
Like, yeah, so I guess cold.
So my follow-up to that is it because you don't drink a lot of iced coffee? Like, I have warm coffee every single morning, but when I have an iced coffee, I'm like, this is way better. I should have this more. But is that only because I never drink them? I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe. See, yeah. I don't really drink coffee at all unless I'm like going out and getting breakfast, and then I like have to have coffee with that. But yeah, I don't drink coffee.
So you just drink coffee like from the restaurant, like the restaurant's coffee?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. If I have like a chicken fried steak, I need a cup of mud and it's gotta be hot,
man. So. Like that's kind of crazy. 'Cause you're just having dog shit coffee. On a like when you have coffee, it's probably Folgers like most of the time.
Oh,
best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
So we've been told.
Yeah, except for that coffee goes well with breakfast food. I don't
Listen,
want some fancy
up,
last thing.
Folgers made incest popular like 15 years ago. There's a Christmas Folgers commercial. But they're like, oh, you came back from the war? And it's the sister and the brother totally flirting. That. And he's like grabbing her like Ving Rhames and baby daddy. It's very weird. It's very odd.
I remember that commercial.
It's a hell of a reference, by the way. The Ving Rhames one. Jeez.
Is it baby daddy? Is that the movie?
I don't know.
He's
doing
the photo cop across the living room.
I think, was it? Yeah. Wasn't Baby Daddy like an Amy Poehler movie? Or...
Boy, Baby Boy, right?
Boy, with That's Tyrese? It.
With That's Tyrese, it. Yes.
That's yes, it. Baby Boy. Right.
Baby Boy, yes.
Okay. Baby Boy, yeah.
Apologies.
Booble confirms it in the chat. We're apparently a very pro Baby Boy podcast. Let's just start the... Speaking of which, let's just start the thing. I'm Alex Kingski. Twitter handles are on the picture if you want to tweet at us. Also, join our Discord. That's the thing you really should do if you're a loyal listener to this podcast. Join the Sports Brewery Discord. If you need an invitation, ask us for one. We can send you the link. It's very simple. Twitch.tv/ABROG87. We're on there right now. ABRAWG87. Hit follow on that. And
what's a Twitch?
Twitch is what we're on right now. It's a live streaming platform where you can watch us do the podcast every Thursday.
Thank you for clearing that up.
If one were to be so inclined.
So we're on the Discord, but streaming through Twitch.
Yes.
And eventually post it to YouTube.
Correct.
And then Stitcher.
No. Well, Apple, yeah. No, we're on Stitcher. Yeah. Yeah, we're on
wherever
all
you get your wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Punch the bell. Okay. Like and subscribe. Jesus. Yeah.
It's very I'm glad we have this whole thing streamlined.
And I use Streamlabs to stream the whole thing on Twitch. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
You gotta diversify your bonds out here in this.
Seriously.
That's really it. Movie on Sunday. We also do a movie podcast. If you haven't heard those, you should. They're fun. They're better than the sports one, in my opinion. I listen to the movie one.
Much
Is that
quicker,
weird?
Yeah, they're much easier to listen for like
they are.
35.
They are.
I will say I got some feedback from last week and they said too long.
Well,
you think? Yeah,
it was a female listener. She said for the first time in my life, something was too long for me.
She did not say that.
She did.
I like the cut of her jib. You should tell her that.
She's
a listener. Apparently she'll hear it.
She's a listener. She'll hear.
Fair enough.
Hear that.
Yeah, movie. So we do a movie podcast every Sunday. This week's movie is Civil War. It's my movie. The movie Civil War, which is on Max. Just got added like yesterday, I think. Penguin got added today on Max. I am excited to watch that show. So we'll see. Max has some heavy hitters right now.
I think I said it last time. Looking more forward to the Penguin than because the Batman's not in it, so it should be entertaining.
Yeah, this guy, like, I don't know. We could talk like for half an hour just about Ski suddenly not liking Batman.
I've always been anti-Batman.
Okay, so who's your superhero of choice?
Talk about a character turn. Jeez. First of all, he's not a superhero.
I don't care. Yeah,
he is a superhero. He's not a superhero. But he's characterized as a superhero.
He is. If he's in the Justice League, he kind of has to be a superhero, right?
He's as much as a superhero as like Snake Plissken is.
Agreed. Snake Plissken.
So
superhero.
There you go. There's my superhero.
The guy fucking rode a wave. He did
ride a tsunami.
He rode a tsunami, bro. Like, that's superhero behavior. And he made a full court shot. Like, superhero. What are we talking about? Sorry, I gotta see the other movie too.
I see. Yeah, I still can't believe you haven't seen Escape from New York.
Yeah. It'll happen. Probably.
No, it won't.
If one of you guys makes me.
It literally came out in like 1985. I think.
Hey.
Might have been earlier than that. Might have been like.
I got to it by now. You're not going to get to it. I'm just being honest.
Hey, I saw Jaws finally recently.
You did? Hey.
Fair enough. So, I mean, it's possible. That movie was made before I was born. It's possible, guys. All right, let's. Speaking of Civil War, Oregon sort of finally looked like they're supposed to look against the Beavers. I mean, you guys called it, like in the picks. Like, you guys called it. You're like, benefit of the doubt. This is the last straw for Oregon. If they don't actually start playing like they're supposed to, then you know. I think you literally said that, King. Then you're like, I'm out. Like. I don't trust them anymore. And they finally did. They finally pulled it together. Offense was great. We're chunking a little bit. One second. Okay. All right, we're good. Offense was finally like cohesive. The offensive line was moving people on run plays. They gave Gabriel time to throw. Receivers were awesome. The defense was great. I mean, OSU's not good. They're not good.
I wouldn't say the defense was great, but they were solid.
Yeah.
I mean, first half, we're able to move the ball on them.
Like, playing without Bassa still, I mean, they're playing pretty well.
Playing without Bassa and Jacobs is just, it's a Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, the sun came up again today. Like, what are we doing here?
It is weird, right? Like, because Gary Bryant Jr. we haven't seen yet either. Like, and no talk of them. Like what? Why aren't they playing? Like, give us a hint. Like, because Bassa, Bassa suits up. Like, Jacobs plays. Like, so why aren't they
playing? For a couple plays, and then they're out.
I think I saw more in that game than I did in the previous games.
I think it's just
maybe he played nine snaps instead of three snaps.
Yeah,
I think it's just that like Betcher is. I think it's just Betcher's playing really well so far this year.
That's not why Jacobs isn't playing.
Okay, I haven't seen anything from Jacobs to make me think he should be starting and playing more.
Because he's played 11 snaps. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know.
The crafty white guy linebacker, I know we'll all fall in love with him, but you got to be honest, he's probably not the best option.
What I was going to say is that
Betcher's just a rooster illusion. It's the feel good 90s duck white linebacker with the cowboy collar.
And Kevin Mitchell. Exactly.
And he comes up and makes
Brent Haberle.
Good tackles. Haberle.
Exactly.
He comes up and makes a couple good tackles. And then you're like, he's, you know, all American.
He wraps up.
Yeah. But when you kind of actually focus on him a little bit and you kind of see his side to sides not that quick. He's good. He reminds me of Sewell and stuff. Where if you get him on a straight line, he's so big and strong and fast. He's tough to block.
He
blew up that quick screen pass. He leads, just ran through that guy.
He leads the team in tackles. Like, I don't know what more you want.
he jumps on the team in tackles.
Somebody
jumps on the pile.
Someone at Central Michigan who leads the team in tackles.
He's a compiler, like has to play the whole game. Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying, do we want him as the number one linebacker in 3 weeks against Ohio State?
No. That's why I'm like, hey, why is Bassa not playing? Like, fuck's sake, guys. My whole football world is full of everybody getting fucking injured. Like the 49ers too. It's like the entire 49ers roster is injured right now. What are we doing?
Quick little aside here. Which of our three teams, who feels the best right now? So my team is 0-2, but is fully healthy.
Probably the one that has won a bunch of Super Bowls recently.
I would say it's the one with the quarterback.
But you brought
it up. Purdy,
you got Richardson. Purdy,
yeah, we all got quarterbacks.
Yeah, but Purdy leads. Doesn't Purdy lead the NFL in passing yards?
He does.
So, yeah, but he also has one passing touchdown.
Yeah. And he has no receivers anymore or running backs.
It's got Juwan Jennings.
You guys are
and tired ass Ayuk.
Hollywood Brown are not playing this year. It's not happening.
Do you feel safe with your 6'2" white running back now leading the charge?
Carson Steele?
Yeah.
No. I'd feel better if he was in the adult film industry. Like, that's what he looks and sounds like he's destined for.
That's what his name is as well. I mean,
and his fumble on Sunday was the equivalent of like finishing a set after 3 minutes. Like, we booked Carson Steele. We booked this for 90 minutes and you just gave us 2.5. Fluffer. Bad. Yeah, I'm not feeling my team.
So
the world's
my
over.
Question again. Who should feel the best right now of us three?
Gotta be you.
My team's 0-2, and our quarterback can barely throw a football.
But when he can.
He can throw a long ball. I'll give him that.
I mean, my team hasn't played a game on the road. No. They've just played Cincinnati, the perpetually feudal Cincinnati, franchise, and the expansion Baltimore Ravens. So, I mean, 2-0 at home against those teams. I mean, that's that great. It's not that great.
Expansion Baltimore. We can't. This shtick is. I'm fucking over this shtick. I'm over it. Oh, the Chiefs are terrible. Man, like, are they ever going to win? Like, they keep playing these teams.
They got to the road.
Far superior.
A Hornet's Nest at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday night. It's Arthur Blank is putting himself in the Atlanta Falcons Ring of Honor on Sunday. You don't just walk into Mercedes-Benz Stadium when the owner puts himself in the Ring of Honor and come out alive.
That's amazing.
That's an auto bet, the Falcons. Oh. Auto bet.
And then the concessions, did you guys see that? They're free. You can come up as many times as you want and get 2 hot dogs, 2 sodas, 2 popcorns, 2 burgers, no beer, no booze. But concessions are basically free because the owner is putting himself into his team's Ring of Honor. Again, Hornet's Nest.
I might go in and bet all my account balance on it right now. This is the first home game in New Orleans after Katrina feel. It's just automatic win.
This is Yankees against Diamondbacks in 2001. You know, they're just not Derek G. Like Kirk Cousins or like Derek Jeter. Kirk Cousins is going to hit that late pass. You just know it. The clock's going to strike midnight. There's somehow Joe Buck is going to weasel his way into the NBC booth, and we'll see you tomorrow night. You know, it's bad feeling, bad juju. Why are we talking about the Chiefs? They're terrible. What are we doing? 2-1.
I do think it's funny. Our three teams have all of a sudden turned into Big Ten teams. Not great offenses, but they all have pretty good defenses, don't they?
We got to get back to the Ducks at some point.
Yes.
But yeah. I really hate every time the Chiefs play the Bengals and it's not the playoffs. Because those games suck to watch. They're close. Every single one of them is close. It's 1 to 3 points, every single one of them. But they're terrible to watch.
So like,
almost as bad as tonight's Thursday night game. Ugh.
Oy. So, like, the loss to Minnesota last week is basically because the Niners lost to Atlanta last year too. Like, I think Mariota was the quarterback or something. It was stupid. Like they always play these games against that division on the road and they always lose. Like, it's like a horrible game to watch. Like, everybody sucks in it, like on both teams, and the Niners just lose that game. The problem is now, so like this is going to be one of those years where they're going to make the playoffs. They're like too talented not to, but they're very much going to squeak in. Like the first half of the season, they're like, because by the way, I don't know if you guys heard, like Kittle and Charvarius Ward are also going to not play this week for the Niners. So it's like Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, and Ward are all out this week. And by the way, still waiting for Dre Greenlaw and Hufanga to come back too. Trent Williams might as well like not play, just like take the week off, take one of his like famous weeks off or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're gonna lose like three of the next four, basically. Like I'm just like fully expecting it. I don't even know who they're playing, but it's just gonna happen. And then they're gonna
the best quarterback in football on your team. This is actually good for Purdy for his wallet. Because if he could show and lead the Niners to wins without all these weapons, it's just going to cost that many more millions of dollars for the Niners to keep him.
Boy, Ayuk better fucking earn that paycheck the next few weeks, dude. Like, yeah, just saying. All right, who fucking cares? Back to Oregon, back to the Civil War. So Dylan Gabriel's still like 80.
Did you guys see Kingsley Suamata on Sunday? Suamata. I'll get it eventually.
Man, anybody know what the hell you talking about?
he went to Oregon for a year.
I know. Like the five star who never actually did. Yeah. WCP with a real before Niners point. Purdy sucks when Debo isn't playing. This is actually a fact. When Debo misses games, like Purdy is terrible. Like it's not weird because Debo's really good, but like you watch Debo and you're like, he doesn't do a hell of a lot every single game. But the fact that he is on the field means the defense has to like, totally go in motion every play. Like, are they going to hand to him? Are they going to throw screens to him? Blah blah blah. Now it's like
he catches five. But he catches five quick screens for like 60 yards.
I know.
It's a good way to add your stat.
He's great. So. But now it's like five step drops, pass to Jennings, pass to Ayuk. Neither of them is super dynamic like when they catch
Name
the ball.
A third.
So.
Do they still have Ray? No, they don't. I was going to say they don't have Ray McLeod anymore. He's on the Falcons, I think.
Yeah, no.
They're going to say Raygun.
I was gonna say, who else is out? I could not name another Niner pass catcher.
Maybe they need to sign Raygun, like the number one athlete in all of Australia, apparently, right?
Just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Jared McKinnon is
ready
out
to
there
go already.
Guys.
Is he good to go?
Jared McKinnon. I don't know.
He's good
Steve.
To go. He's good to go.
We love Jared.
All right, fire up the hot stove. Let's go, baby. Okay, back to the Ducks, if we may. So Dylan Gabriel again. He's still like 85% on the season. Like, I think if it was interesting, like the Idaho game, he threw like no incompletions, a couple of touchdowns, and was immediately out of the Heisman race because they barely won. Yeah, but he hasn't gotten back since. But he is having the most efficient passing season like ever. It's bonkers. Like
that was his worst passing game at 83.3%. That was his worst.
20 of 24, 291, and two scores. Still hasn't thrown an interception this year. You know, like. He hasn't played great defenses, so I guess that's okay. But like now that he's actually starting to throw the ball down the field a little bit, and the fact that he's still this accurate and still making really good decisions is like it gives me hope as someone who like wants Oregon to win that they will continue to do so. And that in a few weeks when they actually do start playing good teams, because UCLA ain't one of them. that they're
I don't Michigan State ain't one of them either, so
they're gonna be okay. Hey man, if you ask Canzano, Michigan State's gonna be a really tough matchup for Oregon. I wonder why. I wonder what the thing that Canzano
what's the connective tissue there with Canzano? Weird.
I wonder that's weird. Okay.
Look at the schedule now. You know, we've seen 3 weeks of our Big Ten brethren playing. The Illinois game at home might be the toughest test outside of Ohio State. You're going to say the Big House. I think Illinois is going to be tougher than Michigan is, especially after this week.
Like Illinois is good this year, surprisingly.
Okay, I will just say
Indiana.
Let's see what Michigan does. Let's see what Michigan does this week with the
USC. That's what I'm saying. After this week,
if they lose by dogs. They're huge dogs. 6.5 points or whatever, 5.5. I mean, it varies from house to house, but I mean, I'm not counting Michigan out yet because they can always win a 14-12 game.
Oh yeah,
their quarterback stinks, but
they have 5 stars like all over the field, so they are still very talented.
Do they still?
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like Fresno did move the ball on them. Mm-hmm. Texas obliterated him, which is fine because Texas is making the playoff and could very easily win the SEC if you look at their schedule. And then I forget who they played last week, but they gave up some yards. They won by a decent amount, but
no. But back to the Duck game, though. He said Gabriel looked great, but as we were talking about last week, the run game finally showed up, and that just helped open everything up. I think they averaged 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, no 100-yard rusher, but they spread it out like Whittington looked really good too. Again, man, it's the offensive line. Like we knew what was wrong. Like the whole world knew what was wrong with Oregon. It's their offensive line was terrible. Like and if you let Gabriel sit back and throw all day, he's gonna dice you, and he did. Like he ate Oregon State alive, and there were finally like consistent running lanes for James to run through. Like James is a really good running back. He is really good at making guys miss and bouncing off and getting extra yards. Like he's pretty elite at that. But if he has holes, like he's gonna tear teams up, and he did.
Shia LaBeouf,
Whittington too. By the way, Shia LaBeouf, like the option run by Gabriel too. Like we've been waiting for that, right? Like him running an option play or keeping, or even the play where he like had the pocket rolled out to the right, threw the ball to Holden in the back of the end zone. Like, roll him out. Get him in space. The dude's, like, super athletic, and we've just been sitting around waiting for it, man, and we finally got to see it against the Beavers.
Does this go to King's point that he made last week, too, where maybe the first 2 weeks just was such a vanilla offense, like, going into it. It's like, hey, we're not going to do anything crazy. You know, Gabriel, you're not going to run. Just, we should beat these teams by 3 scores, and they just kind of ran into some buzzsaws trying to play that vanilla offense. And this was the first game where, like you said, it was the run, all facets of the offense were there.
I really think it was just the offensive line. Like, I think they figured out the lineup and it finally worked. And
So what you're trying to tell me that not having a walk-on in there is a good thing.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, apparently the coaching staff. They didn't really recruit. They haven't really recruited offensive linemen the last 2 years. So,
no, you might want to get on that.
Hey Dan.
Yeah.
Recruit an offensive lineman. Pat McAfee's not going anywhere. You can go on there any fucking time you want. Yeah. Recruit an offensive lineman, Elite Terry. Jesus Christ! You want to sell us on your national championship hopes and your best recruit in 2 years is a transfer from Indiana? I know I'm doing reruns on that, but he's injured.
Who am I? I'm the guy who does his fucking job. You must be the other guy. Fucking Elite Terry, go recruit somebody.
Fucking do your job, man. What are you doing? I know the summers are nice here. Do your job. Before we move on, because you guys mentioned the option play, it is so delicious to me that Dylan Gabriel finally ran an option to the short side of the field. If you want to be a dork, brings back memories of Joey Harrington, blah, 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 blah. And it went for like 60 yards and a touchdown. And Washington, on the last play of a game against another Pac-2 school, ran speed option to the short side, and it didn't work. And even today, you know, 5 days later, Jed Fish is telling people on the podium, Oregon ran that play on Saturday, and it went for 60 yards and a touchdown. We just didn't block it right. Thank you, Jed Fish, for letting all your fans know that Oregon blocks that play better than your team this year. After last year, we could take everything we need from the Husky Cheers.
Man, I was gonna save my gloating about that until Lions. But you guys, I condolences for your loss. That your Huskies finally going down in a game.
I know.
I'm sorry, guys. Like, I just wanted to say, like, that really must have been hard for you.
How'd your Buffs do last week?
They're not my Buffs.
They are.
I don't like the Buffs.
Show everyone that coach prime tat you got. I know you got a prime tat there.
Great shine in perfect time in.
Yeah.
Boy, I would not go around like acknowledging that I know that song.
That's all I know. I don't even know if that's really the words, but
You know how there was that the Russian influence paying off like podcasters and stuff? I would not be surprised if there was like a prime paying off podcasters to talk good about Colorado. Because what's your bank account look right now, Braga? Because
I wish. Dude, the Russians want to fund me. I am available. Like, I will be your bot. Let's go.
If they want to pay me to talk Colorado football, I will. Talk up Ray Caruth
all day long.
I will talk up.
You know, I think hindsight.
Rashaam Salaam.
I think hindsight, we really judged Ray Caruth wrong. You know, I think
it was a crime of passion. It was a crime. We can all admit it was a crime. Sure. You can't kill your wife.
The court of law has spoken. Yes.
But we've. As a country, we crime of passions can kind of be looked the other way in certain ways. He should be a free man. He should be a free man.
You got a biased jury. Yeah. I mean, they hated him.
They tried that in Boulder. You can't get.
Can't get a fair trial there.
Carolina, but
I think it was in Carolina.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Facts.
I was gonna make a joke. I'm totally not gonna make. I'm not gonna do it. Like, it was gonna be something about like heaven being the best place to be, and I'm not gonna do that joke. I'm not gonna. Nope. Nope. We should talk about the Ducks some more. Go ahead.
I would just say, I mean, the second half of the game was kind of. It was just a beatdown as formulaic.
Dante Moore played. That's what we've been waiting for.
It looked how it should have looked. My takeaway from it is I fucking love how, you know, a week ago, Oregon State fandom was saying, boy, Oregon, you made the wrong move. You made the wrong move, Ducks. You got to hop on planes and go all the way to Iowa, all for the sake of money. And we're in a better spot than you. And we are in a better spot than you. And then 2 days before the game, you know, the Pac-2 becomes the Pac-8 because they pilfered Pac-6 because they took four teams from the Mountain West and they were feeling good. Beaver fan, feeling themselves. We're back in the game. All we got to do is beat Boise State and Wazoo in our conference down the road, and we're in the playoffs. Sucks for you, Oregon. We're a better program. And what happened on Saturday? Beat their fucking ass. Beat them down. Whooped them. Killed them. Scraped their brains on Highway 99. Threw it in the trash. And then what did the Beaver fans do? Oh, College football's unfair. We don't like this sport anymore. Why are we still playing this game? I don't care that we lost by 5 touchdowns a year after losing by 4 touchdowns. Oh, we played it in September. It should only be played in November. This game doesn't feel the same. You're just bot. You're just a pain. We're built, not bot. Drop the program, Oregon State. Never play them again. Eat fucking shit. I'm pretty nice to Oregon State fan base.
Totally.
I don't have any problem with them. I've said it before. I went to games at Parker Stadium. My mom did her undergrad at Oregon State. I've been to 79, I'm making up a number, 84 Oregon State games. Get the fuck out of my life. And I really thought that after they were like, oh, we need to drop the program, this is unfair, they would shut the fuck up. No, but now their online presence is, you want to know what? We're still getting out of bid over you. We're still going to get it over you because you got to play in Ohio State. I want the program to die. I want it to be suffocated. I want someone to Ray Carruth the Oregon State football program. Get it out of my life forever. Your stadium, it's 2 years old. It sucks. Your coach, he sucks. Your quarterback is a transfer from Idaho. My grandfather in the Idaho Hall of Fame. He sucked. Your quarterback sucked too. He could probably be in the Idaho Hall of Fame because they suck.
Your grandpa,
I hate you, Beavers.
Your grandpa catching strays, by the way.
He's been dead for 30 years.
No. Like, literally after the game saying, like, that they don't want to play Oregon anymore because it's, like, not fair and it's, like, or they just don't need it anymore. It's like, fuck
don't they
off.
Don't they need the money?
They do.
Yes.
So. They do.
Yes. Yeah. You still need that check.
You're getting that check now, by the way, that non-con check from an actual real conference team. So maybe ask Scott Barnes if Oregon State doesn't want to play Oregon anymore. No, they do. Like, they absolutely fucking do. And they will continue to until Oregon says they don't want to anymore.
Well, I'm going to give them just a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because this was their first wake up call to that they're a Mountain West school now. This was because if you saw the Oregonian there, how many writers did you see? They're like, oh, this is gonna be a close game. Oh, this is gonna be a score game.
Yeah, there was 24-21 Ducks.
Yeah, exactly.
23-20 Beavs.
Yeah, they were 2-0 coming in too. And it's like, hey, we are still, in their eyes, a Pac-12 team. You're not. You are a Mountain West team. This is what happens more often than not to most Mountain West teams when they play one of the big schools. So I think this was their wake-up call, and they're just kind of thrashing in just the reality of it now.
Like, even just the Oregonian reporters, Nick Daschle logging off, they tie it up. And then Oregon goes on a, 42-7 run, and he doesn't tweet again. The Oregon State official account never tweeted the final score, and they posted a picture that said, on to the next game, in black and white, because if you look, 90% of those fans are Oregon fans in the stadium, because at that point, the game was over. And John Canzano immediately coming in going, this just didn't feel like the real thing. It was too warm. John, your source is gone. Stop sucking up to the Beavers. I get it. If they're bad, it's bad for business in the state. But they're bad. They're a bad, bad football team. They're a broken football program. Admit it. Has nothing to do with Oregon. They're losers. They're rotten. They're Fresno State in black. They're terrible. Get out of life.
Are we ever going to see them getting treated like that in the media in Oregon? Like they're still going to get treated like they're, a legit school, football team, I should say.
Because in theory, they have an out, because that conference in most years, let's say they do take Memphis and Tulane and kill the AAC. What other group of 5 or 6, whatever it is now,
we'll have better schools than that. Yeah,
the Pac, whatever it is, will probably get the auto bid because it's more years than not. So they will not be treated like they're Portland State, but they're adjacent to Portland State.
Yeah, it will be one. Yeah, they're still going to have to win their conference and hope if they don't go undefeated that there's not, you know, a UTSA or something like that, or Liberty again, that get those undefeated again. SMU, yeah. They have outs now, though. That's the difference. Before, they didn't have any outs. They were drawn dead. Now they actually have some outs.
Keep them on that schedule. You know, this is fairly easy win for Oregon every non-conference.
No travel.
No traveling. Exactly. Keep them on that schedule, baby. You know, you're going to have to pay somebody anyways. Might as well make the optics look good that you're like, you know, I never truly like the little brother thing. I was like, yeah, that's cute. Like, whatever. They've been legit. Like, they've been close. Now that's what they are now. Like, that's what they are. They're not in a real conference anymore. They're not talented. They don't have a legit head coach. They don't recruit.
Can't recruit.
Like, Oregon is paying them to play non-conference games now. That's little brother. Like, sorry. Yeah.
Your quarterback is from Idaho, as King said. That's a big difference there.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to move on. Any other things you want to talk about with the game? Yeah.
Were you guys worried at all in that game? Because, like I said, the Beavers came out and their offense was moving the ball.
But they were pickleball. It was a lot of work for 4 yards at a time.
Yeah.
And they had that one run from the quarterback on third and whatever that busted it. The second touchdown, I was irritated because I was like, guys, we know what they're doing.
Yeah,
and he broke the tackle too. He broke the tackle at like the 3-yard line and then scored. I was like, come on, Jackson, like wrap up. But totally, like, as soon as Oregon's offense started operating, you're like, this is different.
Yeah.
You're like,
it was just one stop or one turnover, and then the game's over.
Yes, yeah, so once they went up by two possessions, whether that was with 4 minutes left in the second quarter or 4 minutes left in the third, it didn't matter. It was going to be over because, like, OSU wasn't passing the ball.
Yeah, they're it's like once you get to more than 21 points, like, you won.
Yeah.
Like,
it was the thing that pissed me off a little bit is that's exactly what we thought should have happened in the first two games. Just get that stop or get that score, that one touchdown to go up two scores. And then I think those games probably end up similar to how this game went.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, especially the Boise game.
The Boise one. Yeah. Just
the Herbert and Gabriel fumbles back to back. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, from the chat, we should acknowledge the fact that I don't know that anybody's beaten Washington State this year. Like,
they're out on a fucking vendetta.
Oregon State wishes they were this year. Like, they are fucking headhunting people right now. And they're flying, man. Like, again, I don't know who's on the Cougs schedule. Like, I don't know who they play the rest of the way, but I bet there's nobody that good left on it. So, you know, we could end up seeing Washington State in the top 12 by the end of the year. Who knows, man? Are you pulling that up right now? I'm kind of curious. Yeah.
San Jose State tomorrow. And then Boise State, Fresno State, Hawaii, San Diego State, Utah State, New Mexico, Beavs, Wyoming.
Get through Boise State here and
they get through Boise State next week, which I don't think they will, but
win the day for Crimson and Gray.
Yeah, we'll see. That John Mateer guy, he's wild.
Yes, sir.
He runs around a lot.
Yes, sir. We should, before we get to lines, we should probably talk about Shohei, yeah? Like, the first 50-50 guy ever. Today, hit 3 bombs, got 10 RBI, 2 stolen bases. The Dodgers Dodgers scored 20. best single season ever, I guess.
I mean,
what more is there to say about him, I guess? I don't know.
I'm fully on board the whole Shohei's the best player ever. He'll never get there because we don't allow We don't allow people to jump the mythology like that unless you're Tom Brady. And all of a sudden it's like, well, it's 7-4. Even though the first four he won, he wasn't really the driving force. You know, Shohei's not going to play long enough and do the stuff. But I think Shohei is the best baseball player I've ever seen. If you want to argue Barry Bonds, okay, but Barry Bonds never pitched. Never seen Barry Bonds with a 2.7 ERA. So
we'll see if Shohei continues to pitch.
He'll pitch next. I think
one more injury away from never pitching again.
Absolutely. I think, like I put in the Discord, it's cool that he got 50-50 this year, because once he starts pitching again, they're not going to run him again. I don't even think he's ever gotten, someone could probably look it up. I don't think he ever had 30 steals in a year before.
No. I was going to say like 20, 25.
Yeah, 20, 25 was kind of, because when you pitch, you can't jam a finger. Don't even worry about breaking it. Just can't jam a thumb. Yeah. So it's cool that he did it this year. It's really fucking awesome. I hate that it's for the Dodgers, because it's just, again, the Dodgers aren't winning the World Series. Their pitching stinks. They might go out in the first round again. It'll be funny. We'll all laugh. But it's the, you know, it's like the Yankees and the Dodgers. It's just kind of boring. Like, why are you going there? They got four MVPs on the team and Cy Young winners. Stop. Just bleh. I don't know.
It's wild. Like, we're old enough to remember the first 30-30, the first 40-40.
40-40, yeah.
Yeah, Canseco, right? Yeah. And now 50-50, man. It's crazy. Like, this is, like, 50-50 is truly nuts. Like, I don't know if I ever imagined a player being able to do
something.
And
his size,
like,
too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's
no, really, really.
He's a monster, and he stole 50 bases. Like,
the crazy thing is, it's like, we look at your guy, King Bobby Witt. It's like, he's having a phenomenal year.
Right.
Yeah. He's 30-30.
He's got a higher WAR than Shohei.
I mean, he is hitting like 50 points higher than him, but still. I was thinking the question: crazy. Is this? You said, bro, is this the greatest season ever as for like a hitter? I don't. I was just going through. I was like, Miguel Cabrera's triple crown. He hit like 45, and another guy knocked in like 150 or 40 or something crazy.
That was the year that baseball people were like, RBIs don't matter because they can't control who's on base. So we're devaluing this triple crown year. It's like the one time baseball writers were non-traditional. They're like, triple crown, first time in 50 years. Who cares? He can't. It's not his. He didn't make Curtis Granderson get on base.
Right. I'm sure they'll say that about Shohei, because Shohei only has like 100 and change RBI. It's like,
yeah.
Well, when you have so many guys hitting home runs in front of them, it's not his fault they're not on base, right?
That is a crazy thing about current baseball, because, I mean, blah, 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 we're boring people with baseball. Yeah. No one cares about baseball. We all like baseball. But, like, no one gets on base anymore. So, like, if you look back at some of those, like, Manny Ramirez years, where it's, like, 147 RBIs? Mm-hmm. What in the fuck? Yeah. How? 150 RBIs? How is that even possible? Where Shohei is going to end up with like 111 and hit 53 bombs? It's crazy.
Manny's whole thing was like having guys on base and then just casually roping doubles. Just
hit a double off the monster.
Exactly.
Yeah, hit a double.
Exactly. Like I have that image like burned into my skull of Manny, like Manny just like doing the casual, like not even trying swing, hitting the ball into the gap, not like jogging around the base, like pulling up at second with his fucking baggy ass pants, 2-run score.
Yeah.
Like, every time.
Shohei tied for second in the bigs with 110 RBI. That's just weird that's second.
Who has the most? How much does Judge have?
Judge has .136.
Oh, he has that much?
They could guess who's tied with Otani. Braga's guy, Rooker, Brent Rooker, has 110 RBI for the A's, which is, he should be MVP. 110 Ooh. RBIs with the A's.
That's who?
Brent Rooker.
Literally not. I've never heard of that name.
Yeah.
Not doing a bit.
His numbers
good.
Might have won an MVP some seasons. He's hitting 304 with 110 RBI and 38 bombs.
The A's legitimately have like exciting, fun players. It's just nobody cares. And
Sacramento cares.
Yeah. Do they? I don't know that they actually do. Okay. How about WNBA to Portland?
Very cool. I'm glad. Good for you, Portland.
Yeah.
Correct market to move on into.
It's perfect. It's the perfect market for the WNBA. And Sabrina's contract is up like after next year. Like, you know.
Is it the Thorns owner? Is that the ownership group that's buying it?
Yeah.
What do they own? What's their wallets look like?
I knew this.
Are they billionaires? Are they maybe just like 100 millionaires? Because Sabrina's going to want a bunch of money.
By the way, like, why would she ever leave New York? Like, she is a... She's like a star on that in the league and on that team, and a lot of people know about her in New York City. Like, why would you leave New York City? Like, especially because they're going to be willing to pay her too. So
that's the thing. It's going to be lack of funds that, you know, has her shipping out of New York. The only outside thing is, hey, I want a expansion team in Oregon. That's the only way she leaves
net
New
worth,
York.
Nutteen says net worth is $17.7 billion.
First thing I pull up from them is from 2017, how they're championing President Trump's tax cuts.
All right. Well, no wonder. Good. That's how you wanted your ownership.
Hey, that's what I want.
That's how I knew they were rich. I was like, praising Trump. Tax cuts. They're okay. Billionaires will be there.
Please buy the Blazers too. Yeah.
Apparently they own a piece of the Kings, or they did at one point as well. Minority piece, but
okay.
Ooh. Do they like minorities?
Well, the owner is a minority of the Kings.
Oh,
this is true. You didn't know
I don't know who the owners are at all.
For the Kings,
he doesn't see
I cannot
color.
Remember his name, and this is going to sound... I'm not even going to say it. I feel like it's Vivek Ramaswamy, but I know it's not.
No, it's Vivek is the first name, for sure.
But that's all I think of is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah. I know.
Whatever, yeah. Vivek.
Yeah.
Vivek.
Oh, okay. You should stop talking.
That's close. It's like Jonathan Smith and Jonathan South. It's close.
So I'll go to like an occasional Thorns game. Like, I'll go up and visit my buddies and they'll take me out to a Thorns game. We'll all like drink beers and chill, and it's a good time. I'll do that with WNBA too. Why not? Like, you know,
maybe they get lucky and make this ownership group fix up Moda. I doubt it, but
good luck with that. Yeah.
Maybe. Or charge them so much that the Blazers can then fix up Moda.
I just hope they don't do some name again that's like,
what were they
Portland
before
Rosebuds?
When they
were... They were the Fire before.
Fire. Yeah, right.
I just go with the Fire. I'm fine with that.
They're not going to go with the Fire. They're not.
I know. It's going to be the Petals. Oh, the Rose City. I got it.
The Oregon Rain, says Nutian, because it's raining threes.
I mean, that's better. I just hope they don't do anything flower related.
You know they're going to.
Is enough. We got it.
Yeah. You know. You absolutely know they're going to. It's going to be... Yeah.
We're the Portland Pistols, but it's not a gun. It's the flower pistol.
The stamen.
It's layered and nuanced.
The stamen.
Like Portland.
Portland stamen would be great. All right, let's do lines. Yeah. Yeah.
Lines. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Lines, everywhere.
It's early in the season. I'm rusty.
He's doing the lines because I'm winning lines because I am better at picking games than you guys.
You're technically
lines.
Not. Well, you are technically winning, but also not winning because you are still tied with King. You and King both had 10 last week. I had 9. So pretty even week.
Wow.
You guys.
That's good.
26.
That's a good week for all of us. Wow.
Yeah. You guys have 26. I have 22 in the overall. So tight battle here.
Again, right, so, again, I did not get the results from Booble. So I think he is. No, yeah. It's a shame because we need somebody to hold you accountable. We got like the guy. Like we got. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm that person counting the ballots, you know. Mm-hmm. Just, you can trust me. I just run it through the machine, right? Just goes through the machine.
Yeah. Catch a lawsuit.
Right. Maybe I may have to feed a couple extra boxes of ballots through, but we'll see. We're not there yet. So, first game, we got Illinois. They're going to Nebraska. Brasky, 7.5-point favorite.
I like corn. It's pink and juicy. Give me the Oscars. That was a meme a few years ago. A meme.
Was it a meme?
Yeah, there was a corn kid. He loved corn.
Is the Mahomes wannabe still healthy and playing for Nebraska?
Yes.
Then give me the Huskers.
Yeah.
Give me the Huskers.
I'm going Illinois. Yeah. I think Illinois is kind of legit. We'll see, you know, freshman quarterback, we'll see. Like, how long is he going to be able to play like he's been playing? We'll see. I think Illinois.
All right. There's a couple brutal here. Marshall's playing Ohio State. Ohio State's favored by 40.5. I mean.
Buckeyes, sure.
40.5?
I guess Buckeyes, too. Randy Moss ain't out there for Marshall, so I don't think they're going to score.
Yeah, I'll take Ohio State as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't usually like lines that big, but, like, yeah. Oh, baby.
Let me tell you.
They're going to win by, like, 60, so.
Argus just a little, he likes a little key bump, not just a full line.
He definitely trims that pinky finger.
Yep.
Yeah, not
that,
going,
where's that?
Not going the phone this week, guys. Yeah.
No. You can go the other way with it. Next up, we got Villanova. Yeah, there you go. 10-cap.
10-cap.
Villanova. They're playing Maryland. Maryland's 17.5-point favorite.
Maryland. September. September, Maryland. Undefeated. Except they lost like 2 weeks ago when I said that, too.
Yeah.
I Maryland, too, I guess. Yeah. I didn't know Villanova has a football team.
Hey, that's disrespect to Howie Long.
Well, still, name the most recent Villanova player you could think of.
Josh Hunter.
Turtle.
Oh, football?
Turtle.
Oh, or football.
Oh, that's easy. Michael Santangelo.
It sounds like a guitarist on like a 80s band.
I think that may have been like a Gonzaga guard in like 2002.
Yeah.
I go Turtle. Turtle.
Yeah. Assume you're Maryland then.
Shout out to David Carvey.
His master of disguise.
Master of disguise.
Here we got Charlotte. They're going to Indiana. Indiana's 28.5-point favorites.
You say Charlotte?
Charlotte. Yes.
I hate Charlotte's abbreviation on whether it's gambling side or ESPN or Yahoo.
Is it Char?
It's CLT all capitalized, and it's too close to something no one has ever found.
Doesn't exist.
First time someone puts an I in it, it'll be the first time we see it.
Yeah. It's like birds aren't real. Show me one bird, you know? It's the same as that. Show me one. Just one. Please?
I guess I'll take Indiana, I guess. I don't know how good Charlotte is.
Bill Connolly has picked Windiana to make the CFP.
They've
for Oregon.
People have been jumping on the Indiana bandwagon right now.
He had them as the fourth Big Ten team to make it. Oregon was really? 5 and left out.
Huh. Right.
Yeah, Indiana. Like, I don't like 28. The 28.5. I don't like the half. I don't.
Nope. Every game I pick has a half because. There's no ties here. You're going to love this one, Brog. We got Kent State. They're going to Penn State. Penn State 48.5 point favorites. Is it still early enough in the season where Penn State just rolls up teams like this?
No, I got Kent State with the points.
I'm taking Kent State too.
Yeah.
Give me the Nits. I'm picking Nits like Clay Travis and us kids because they had lice.
Dude, these are horrible football games.
They get a little better.
Man.
We talked about this game. We got USC's a 5.5 point favorite going into Michigan.
USC.
Yeah, I'm picking USC.
Yeah. They have actually looked like good so far this year. I don't know how to feel about that.
I think I'm going to preface this by saying I think Michigan's not good. But I think USC is going to run into that USC game. This is the game to where that offense is just not going to click for them. And Michigan's going to mud it up. And I'm taking Michigan. I think they're going to win outright also. It's just that game.
Yeah, star pick it, coward.
Coward!
I got the easiest lock star pick, so I'm saving that.
Like, this does sort of feel like if a team has been struggling offensively, they usually tend to figure it out against USC.
Yeah.
And
I guess this is a good litmus test for both teams. We'll figure out if USC is still the USC that we've known for the last like decade, or if this Michigan team is just dead this year. They're just a complete rebuild essentially. So it's a good game for that matters. Next game we got fucking poor Kings Bruins. They're 23.5 point dogs to LSU.
Star pick. Give me the Bayou Bengals.
Obviously LSU. Yeah.
I'm not using my star pick, but it feels like a
UCLA.
What a team for UCLA to play before they play Oregon.
It's great.
On a bye. Oregon on a bye.
Jeez.
half on here's LSU.
Pray for the Bruins, man. This is brutal.
All right. Here's an interesting game, I think. The Fighting Shianos, they're catching 3.5 points against the Hokies.
Illinois.
Hokies, they're Va-Tech. They're playing.
Illinois is playing Nebraska.
Rutgers, yeah. I mean, sorry.
Rutgers, yeah, you meant Rutgers? Yeah.
Yeah, I meant Rutgers.
Rutgers.
Yeah. I'm taking the Feinishianos. They seem like a team of destiny through the first, like, 5 weeks every year, and then they'll lose. But they're still before week five here, so give me Rutgers.
Yeah, same here.
All right, well, I might as well pencil sit Northwestern in for Braga. Washington is 11.5 point favorites at home against Northwestern.
Only 11.5?
Yeah.
I guess give me the dogs.
I mean, they're not playing on that lacrosse field anymore, so.
This is in Seattle. This is in Seattle.
It is in Seattle. Yeah.
I got Washington with my star pick.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Wildcats. I think they got punched in the mouth against Wazoo. I don't know if they get back up off the canvas after that loss. So, next thing, Iowa. No, exciting. Iowa's 2.5 points against Minnesota. Classic Big Ten matchup here.
Only 2.5?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iowa. That's low, right? What am I missing about Minnesota?
I think it's more of Iowa is Iowa.
Huh.
So I guess I'm taking Iowa too. I don't want to, but I will. Yeah. We got Michigan State. They're going to Boston College. Boston College 6.5 point favorites.
The red bandana game for Orson Welles. I think I screwed that recipe. I'm sorry.
Champagne.
The last name is Wells. I think Orson Welles may have been a famous writer.
No, he's the French Champagne.
But give me the Eags. You don't just walk into Chestnut Hill in a red bandana game and come out.
No, give me BC as well. That's.
I got Sparty.
BC is what Michigan State wish they were in, like, Smash Mouth Run. You want Sparty?
I got Sparty. Ooh, all right. Yeah, give me Sparty.
All right, and then the last game, Purdue going to Corvallis. The Beavs are 4.5-point favorites.
Give me the Beavs.
I am star picking Purdue.
No.
Yeah.
They just lost by 60.
Yeah, to a good team, though.
That lost to Northern Illinois the week before.
Good team.
That lost to Northern Illinois at home the week before.
Good team.
That lost to Northern.
I am picking Oregon State.
That's a crazy star pick, man. You're crazy, man. Pick.
I like you, man. Too crazy.
It's crazy to bet against the Mountain West school against the fucking Big Ten school.
Again, they just lost to a team by 60 that lost to a MAC school at home.
Yeah, so the Beavers are in for a fucking rude awakening.
I'm not seeing your vision, man.
Yeah, but hey, no.
I don't believe in Pablo Picasso either. So
first off, they beat Indiana State 49-0 in week one. They had one and one. They did not play Northern.
No, I'm saying they lost to a team by 60 last week that lost at home to Northern Illinois.
And first off, it was 59 points, not 60.
Okay. Touche. How dare I?
You got good work going on in the chat right now, by the way. Nuttian, chasing points in week four? Wow.
That ain't chasing points. That game will be bet with my own money as well.
WCP in the chat.
We're calling this a cranberry pick because brother be chasing that shot.
Pickleback on that.
Pickleback.
That's great. WCP following that up with Ski was chasing points last week. LOL.
Last week I was. Not this week. Last week I was chasing.
Midnight came early this year, folks. Can't wait to see if he wakes up next to.
I can't wait till next week when Boilermakers win by like two tuds.
Oh, what a thing to wish for.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You do you, Ski. We're here to support you. We as a community. All right, let's do our list and get out of here. By the way, we're at like an hour right now. So really, really good work, everyone. I think it helps that we didn't have trivia. Maybe I should just not do trivia.
Maybe.
I don't know. all right, our list this week comes from the Discord, and it is the worst Big Ten mascots. List idea came from Nathan FKD in the Discord. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. If you need an invitation, ask us for it. We'll send you one.
Shout out to FKD, by the way. I bought some drawstring chinos, double stack deal for $9 last week. They came in today. Pretty comfortable.
Boy. Are they comfy? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Feel a little bit like scrubs. But if they last me a year, I'm not going to complain.
This guy just hanging out in the chat, getting free pub, not sponsoring the podcast.
I'm just saying. It's a good deal.
I've bought many things from Fat Kid Deals myself.
Yes, but have you bought
$10 chinos?
I have not.
Yeah. I have not.
did you just see a post or something like, $10.
Yes.
I did.
Why it was, that's how it works.
Regularly $34, but if you double stack this coupon, it's like, you want to know what? Sometimes I don't like wearing a belt. Just give me a drawstring. And I put them on today and I went, I like these.
Ski wouldn't be answering that question if he were like the rest of us and sat on the toilet and skimmed Instagram every morning and saw the stories from Fat Kid Deals and just clicked shit and bought shit all the time.
Have they infiltrated the TikTok store yet, Fat Kid Deals?
I'm not a father, so I can't tell you.
TikTok store is a menace.
Put it in the chat, Nuttian, and we'll do some more free advertising for you.
Freeze dried licorice and chinos.
The response is not in these words, but it is a no. No, okay. He does not do TikTok.
Okay.
All right, let's do our list. So our list is the worst Big Ten mascots. Who wants to start?
I'll start. My do number it. Three is the Penn State Nittany Lion, because his face is stupid. And he wears a scarf. And are there mountain lions in Pennsylvania? And also Jerry Sandusky.
Is it a scarf or is it a neckerchief?
It's a scarf. It hangs down.
Does it hang down too long? All right.
Yeah,
you know, like accoutrement.
If you wore the Scooby-Doo type neckerchief, I'd give him credit, but it's a scarf.
Yeah.
Like accoutrement for mascots is really not great. Like neckerchiefs, like weird, like, yeah. Just, it. I don't think
wears a sailor hat, so.
I don't think any of them, are, yeah. No, it's not great.
You don't like the sailor hat. I like the sailor hat. It's cute.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Do you wish the sailor hat was a little more like one leg on his head?
Like, no.
Turn it sideways?
No.
Because that leads into my number three, which is Nebraska's Lil Red. Like 20 years ago. He's got a backwards hat. It's the worst.
Wow. He's a balloon. He's a balloon.
Yeah.
It just goes like this.
Yep.
It's terrible. Like, it is truly bad.
And that was voted on and won. Mm-hmm. What were the other options? My God.
My number three, Joe Bruin sucks. Joe Bruin sucks. It's like, it's the most basic, lame, soft fucking bear costume ever. It blows. Not good. And then,
blows the door off Baylor's bear. Am I right?
Get a real bear, you cowards.
you want Oski from Cal?
Yeah.
Looks like the neighborhood creeper.
Nobody wants Oski from Cal.
His cardigan.
Oski looks like the Winnie the Pooh from this Winnie the Pooh movie we watched.
That's Blood and Honey?
Blood and Honey. That's what Oski looks like. Yeah. Nightmare fuel.
By the way, like the Nittany Lion one too, it's, I think the weirdest thing about that costume is that it's like form fitting. Like it's a human body. Like there's no like fluff. There's nothing. Like, and I think that's what I don't like about.
Mountain lions are sleek.
They're sinewy.
Sinewy. Yes. Yeah. But I think that's what I don't like about the Joe Bruin costume is it's like baggy overalls that a person is wearing, you know, it just sort of like hangs there and flops around. Like, bears aren't floppy like that. Bears are like big and, I don't know, get some girth on that bear. Then we can talk. I don't know. Is that weird?
About black bears?
African-American, please, King. Threes from the chat. Booble, the Xavier Mountaineers blue blob. That's not the Big Ten, bro. That's not the Big Ten, bro. Oh, he said he's going all of NCAA for his. Well, then I'm not going to read your list because it's not the list. So get good. WCP says Penn State, what the fuck is a Nittany Lion? And Nuttian says Lil Red. Yeah. Yeah. It's so
Lil Red.
It's so
my weird. Number two was Lil Red, but I'm going to change it up to be Herbie Husker because he's too jacked.
He is.
You're just chucking corn, you're not that jacked. Sorry. Chiseled. He looks like Gaston from the Beauty and the Beast. Man, I've been in Nebraska. They don't look like Gaston. Yeah. Gaston maybe was a dish, though.
Maybe it was bailing A out there.
Look like Gaston. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
No one cooks like Herbie Husker.
All right. My number two, I'm going with Traveler from USC.
A horse?
I don't agree. I don't agree.
They're the Trojans. Their mascot shouldn't be the horse. It should be the guy.
Hang on. It's the horse? It's not the guy on the horse?
Traveler's the horse.
Is the horse. Yes, that's my problem with it.
The Trojan is Tommy.
Yep.
And then they have the cartoon one, which I don't know his name, but
yeah, I don't like him either. But yeah. Your mascot's a horse.
I see where you're coming from. I get it.
Trojan horse. I get it. But there's a guy on him. It's not just a horse out there.
I feel like you don't
get
it.
The guy's the mascot.
I feel like you don't get it. Like, I'm going...
I read books. I know what the Trojan horse is.
I know.
Traveler doesn't have a name. He is just a Trojan warrior, according to USC's website. No name.
No.
And Tommy the Trojan is the stupid basketball mascot who looks like a cartoon.
Just because they can't have a horse out on the court. Yeah.
Right. A Trojan warrior.
Coward. Yeah, stupid. Well,
that's
dumb.
Emasculating.
I am. Yeah.
Horse a fucking name. I'm a person. My parents are paying $100,000 a year to go to USC. Come on. Give me a name.
I tend to think live mascots are better than other mascots in general, so I don't agree with you on this one. Give me a live horse.
You're wrong.
Give me a live horse over a, yeah. All right, my number two is Purdue Pete. That is a creepy ass, like,
it's what I... Big jaw.
Yeah.
Big jaw.
Like,
he looks like a American Dad.
Yes.
He looks like Stan Smith.
Lois, let's go to the Purdue game.
Like, the texture of it is, I think, the most concerning part about it. Like, it looks
it's like a felt head. It's bad, man.
And like the
Jay Leno.
The shoulder pads with it too. It's not good at all.
I'll combo that up with the Demon Deacon as well. Yeah, very similar vibes between the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Two's from the chat. We got Nutian with Herky the Hawk. No sound effect for Nutian? I'm not going to read Booble's because Booble didn't go Big Ten. WCP says Illinois fighting Illini, the Kingfisher bird.
At least they're being politically correct now.
Yes, it could be way worse.
A lion with neck, and like 10 years ago, it was a white guy throwing a spear.
With a painted face. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that was a Native American person as it, like Chief Nakahoma, would you be fine with that?
Kids, if you don't know who Chief Nakahoma is, he was an Atlanta Braves mascot from a bygone era. Please look him up, and you'll be astounded by Nakahoma once you get it.
I don't think it was such a bygone era. I think it was like into the 80s.
It was the late 80s.
Yeah.
I think David Justice was on the team when they got rid of Chief Nakahoma.
Ron Gant was definitely there.
Chief hit a triple. Like, what the fuck? It's terrible.
So stupid.
Chief Greg Maddux hits the black. It's Nakahoma.
All right, what's your ones?
My number one, out of principle, because we are a nation of laws. We are a nation of rules. We do not follow our heart. We do not follow the law of the land. We are nothing. We are a civil war. We are a nation torn apart at the seams. The worst mascot in the Big Ten is Harry the Husky.
Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Amen. I mean, it is a live mascot, so...
Dubs.
No, that's Dubs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Harry the Husky is the anthropomorphic.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right. I take it back.
Eyebrows. He looks like a raccoon.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a tanuki almost. Mario.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's weird.
All right.
I'm gonna stay in the Mario world here. My number one worst mascot is, I did not know the name of it, Testudo. Testudo the Terrapin from Maryland.
Turtle.
Because
turtle.
It looks like a Koopa Troopa.
Did you say Terrapin?
It's a Terrapin.
Yeah.
To be precise, it's a Diamondback Terrapin.
I mean, Did you not know that before?
I did not know its name was Testudo, though. I did not know that.
What's his
name? I
feel
like I should have known. Testudo.
All right.
Testudo, the terrapin.
My number one.
That looks like Scott Van Pelt, which is ironic. If Scott Van Pelt had a shell, it would look just like Testudo.
Yeah,
very
actually.
Sleek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some little glasses on him, and
yeah,
he's doing bad beats at the end of the night.
Now I'm going to picture Scott Van Pelt as a terrapin talking to Stanford Steve about Houston minus 4.5.
Always, yeah. My number one is Willie the Wildcat, which is Northwestern's. It looks awful. Like, it looks like a Halloween costume. It looks like somebody went to Goodwill and bought a 40-year-old Halloween costume and like didn't try to clean it up at all. They're just like, look, I need a costume for tonight. Let's just run and get something real quick, and they put it on and go cheer in football games.
We all know Northwestern doesn't have any money. They can't afford mascot outfits.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They've had the same one for like 90 years and they haven't washed it.
Okay, so Wildcats, those are just Bobcats, right? It's a colloquial term for Bobcats, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong on that?
You're right.
Are there Bobcats in suburban Chicago, Illinois? Tucson, Arizona, I understand. Yeah. I got it.
There's definitely Bobcats up there. I'm not sure if they're finding their way into downtown Chicago or not, but they're in the state at least.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Because there are no Wolverines in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And that's a fact, Jack. Fact. Look it up.
Do you guys remember the story of a Wolverine cruising through Eugene like 4 months ago?
No Wolverines in the state of Michigan. Yep. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. This should be the Oregon Wolverines.
Yeah. We can be now.
Ones from the chat. We got Booble. Actually, we'll read this one. It is the Oregon Duck. Ducks are stupid. Bring back Robo Duck. He says
birds aren't real.
Birds are not real. Show me one bird. Show me one. Show me just one bird. Nuttian, did you give a one? Oh yeah, there it is. Nuttian gave Testudo as well, the Maryland turtle. WCP
turtle, fucking terrapin man.
WCP.
What's the difference between a turtle and a
turtle? I don't
terrapin?
Know, but I feel like Maryland alums will really let you know if you call it a turtle.
That but a terrapin is closest to a turtle than a turtle is a tortoise, right? A terrapin's not a tortoise, is it?
That's a good question.
Terrapin feels like what the turtle was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like the evil turtle. Remember that one with like the... Yeah,
is that
the
Bebop?
One, the one Shredder
was
made?
Is that Rocksteady?
No, because those were the pigs.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Secret... Yeah.
Yeah.
A terrapin is a group of small turtles.
Oh. Oh, it's like a murder of crows. It's a terrapin of turtles. All right. Number one from WCP is the Indiana Hoosiers. Those losers don't even have a mascot. Get a mascot, you losers, he says. Honorable mention for him is also Michigan, because they also don't have a mascot. Michigan should have a mascot. You're the Wolverines. Well, like, you're a Wolverine.
King says they don't have Wolverines in Michigan, so they can't.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Fair enough.
And back to the Robo Duck that was brought up by Booble. I feel like the ducks need to pay homage to it. Just recognize that creature existed for that short period of time.
Yeah,
they really did just scrub it for the annals of history, didn't they?
Yeah, and like acknowledge it and then move on. Like, just
come out
so,
with,
yeah.
How about a one-off Robo Duck uni? Just one.
No.
Just wear it once.
No.
Wear it once. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Acknowledge.
No.
Acknowledge
no. Don't.
That it existed.
No. No. No.
Acknowledge that they had a giant egg on the 50-yard line, and then it hatched, and that's what popped out. Gotta acknowledge the good with the bad, my friends.
Was it Toka or Razor? That was the turtle.
I think it was Razor.
I think it was Toka. I think it was Toka. Toka was the turtle.
We got to figure this out before we go.
I don't know. I just know there was a bunch of henchmen called the Foot Clan.
Yes.
in case anyone forgot about the secret of the ooze. Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. Is that the same one?
Yes. Yes.
It's been a minute. I feel like the first one was a sad one, right? They go to the country for a bit and they're in the tub at April O'Neil's country abode.
Yeah.
Toka is the mutant snapping turtle.
Yeah.
Snapping turtle.
Okay. Rezar is the mutant wolf.
Which looks terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Not great.
Kind of looks like the University of New Mexico's logo.
Okay. That's it. Anything else? We good?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, yeah, movie on Sunday is Civil War. Watch it on Max. We will talk about
something
it.
We should also bring back and never forget. The Civil War. It's heritage, not hate.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.